This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Now that we have collected information on the life of Ezra and correlated it into an outline, we are ready to take the final step in doing a biographical study of his life, crystallize what we have learned into some applications. I put some applications in the form of questions. Am I devoted to the study of God's Word? How much time do I give to it? Can it be said of me, he is well-versed in God's Word? That would be a good goal for this year, to be more devoted to study and meditate on God's Word. I would ask you to pray for me so that I effectively teach and encourage others to study God's Word. This is the objective of this program, Getting God's Message. For that to happen, I need to not just study it, but I need to devote myself to observe or obey what I learn. I need to ask myself, am I living out what I am learning and teaching? Am I walking my talk? It was clear to the people of God and even to the pagan king that Ezra was a living letter, living out what he found in God's Word. Another question for me, am I anointed by God? Do I have the sense that the gracious hand of God is on my life? Do others notice and listen to what I say and follow where I lead? I'm a leader in God's kingdom, but I'm also a husband, father, and grandfather. Does my family recognize me as a devoted student, well-versed in God's Word? Do they see me living what I teach? Do they sense God's presence and blessing on my life? What about trustworthiness and reliability? These are some challenges I need to respond to in this year of 2010. What about you?